Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, may I speak with Mr. Rubin, please?
This is he.
Hi, this is Roshni Jariwala. We have spoken reference to the Admiral Hotel.
Yes, you're working with Champs, correct?
Yes, I believe so.
The vendor, correct?
Yes, correct.
Gotcha. Yeah, I spoke to someone else. I was asked by the dealer to talk to someone else, but I wasn't sure what was transpiring, so... How can I help you?
I am actually, I'm working on all the documents, trying to gather up all of the documents. The one question that, we had was, because we've done many loans, you're requesting our bank accounts and every of our entities.
I'm sorry, say that again. You cut out completely.
You're requesting bank statements from my different entities.
Uh-huh.
And we were just wondering, why is it that? Because we've done a lot of loans and, everything, and this is the kind of the first time that anyone's ever asked for other bank statements.
Okay. Have you ever done equipment loans, or are they real estate loans?
Real estate, and we've done equipment as well.
Okay.
For other partners of ours.
Okay, yeah, I can explain. It was just based off my general understanding of the file. I believe the vendor has gotten financing for you, but I think it's a very, very limited amount.
Limited amount, correct.
I believe so. So, here's what I'm trying to do. At Bank of Cardiff, we don't look at everything as what's called a score-based model. A score-based model is when a lender underwrites a file and has very, very strict guidelines. They really, they're not problem solvers. They're just there to look at basic numbers. So they'll plug in a few different categories. They'll plug in time in business, and we always do request bank statements on our approvals. They show cash flow. But they look at bank statements. They look at, or we look at bank statements, credit, and time in business. Now, the challenge from what I understand is this is a brand new business, correct? You just started it?
Yes, we started it, and then we shut it down to do all of the renovations and conversions.
Okay, so what I'm trying to understand is the story behind your file. So we're not going to look at this as a score base, because if we look at you as a pure startup, the amount of money you get is really, really limited. Now, if you want, I can ask. I'm trying to keep it limited by just asking for your bank statements. I'm trying not to ask for all your tax returns, and I'm not trying to make it a cumbersome process. But essentially, go ahead.
The thing is that if I can give you the tax returns. The tax returns are way easier for me to get over to you rather than, the statements and all of that.
Oh, so the statements are hard for you to obtain?
Yes, because we have, some of our properties are kind of with other partnerships and...
Okay, so let's understand your file real quick, and maybe I can look at it from 50,000 feet. So this new business is a new hotel. And what is the name of the hotel?
Okay, let me back it up a little.
Sure.
In 2014, we obtained this property and acquired this asset as an independent hotel. It was, running and everything. We ran it for a few months, and then we decided to completely shut down the hotel so then we can move our at a pace where we would be able to actually, we didn't even shut it down. Purchased it last year of 2015. We shut it down after a couple of months. And then up until now, we were doing all of the conversions and the renovations in the property.
Okay.
Now we are going to be trying and opening as a DoubleTree at the end of July.
Do you currently own a DoubleTree?
Well, that's actually going to be the property. It's being converted into a DoubleTree.
Okay, so who owns this business on paper? Is it multiple owners? Is it a partnership? Is it one person?
It's one person under Sanjay Desai.
Okay, and so what are the other businesses that he's involved in? What are they called?
He has a Quality Inn. He has a two Motel Sixes. He also actually has a independent, a little outside of Dallas.
Okay.
And what else does he have? Oh my gosh, I'm trying to think. I think that's about it. Pickle Siram. He has a Motel 6 out in Pratt, Kansas.
Okay. And is this the other businesses he owns? Is he a partial owner or full owner? By that I mean, does he own, part of the business, or does he own all of the business?
Full owner.
What?
100%. The other two or three properties, he's a partial owner.
So you cut out. So this business he owns 100%. Can you just walk me through all the businesses so I can tell you exactly what I need? I understand you don't want to ask partners. So he owns this one 100%. What is the next business called?
The next business is called a Spanish Trails Inn.
Okay. And does he own that business? How much does he own?
Yes, it's 100%.
Okay. The next business?
It's a Motel 6.
Okay, what's his percentage of ownership?
100%.
Okay. And the next business?
Another Motel 6.
Okay, and he is 100% or partner?
100%.
Okay, so here's what I think is the best idea, and I can understand. And by the way, are you looking to finance any other equipment like mattresses, TVs, furniture, or just
just the restaurant?
Okay. So here's probably the core of your product.